Part 2, Chapter 1. Turl was all efficiency, great plans bubbling in his cavernous skull. The old Chinkos had had a sort of zoo outside the compound, and despite the years that had intervened since the Chinkos were terminated here, the cages were still there. There was one in particular that was just right. It had a dirt floor and a cement pool, and netting of heavy mesh strung all around it. They had had some bears there that they said they were studying, and although the bears had died after a while, they had never escaped. Turl dumped the new beast into the cage. The thing was still only semi-conscious, getting over the shock of breathe gas, most likely. Turl looked at it lying there and then looked around. This had to be just right, all precautions taken. The cage door had a lock on it. It was open to the sky, and there was no netting over the top. What bear could climb a 30-foot set of bars? But there was a possibility that this new beast might tamper with the cage door. It wasn't probable, but the door didn't have a good lock on it. Turl had dumped the bags in the cage, having no place else to put them, and the long thong rope he had used was lying on the bags. He decided it would be wise to tie the beast up. He passed the thong around the neck of the thing and tied it there with a simple rigger knot and tied the other end to a bar. He stood back and checked things again. It was fine. He went out and closed the cage door. He'd have to put a better lock on it, but it would do just now. Satisfied with himself, Turl ran the car into the garage and went to his office. There was not much to do. A few dispatches, just forms, no emergencies. Turl finished up and sat back. What a dull place. Ah, well, he had started wheels rolling to get off it, to get back home. He decided he had better go out and see how the man thing was getting along. He picked up his breathe mask, put a new cartridge into it, and went out through the offices. There were sure a lot of empty desks these days. There were only 3 secretarial-type cyclos there, and they didn't pay much attention to him. Outside the compound, he reached the gate of the cage. He stopped, his eye bones rattling. The thing was clear over to the gate. He went in with a growl, picked the thing up, and put it into its original place. It had untied the knot. Turl looked at it. Plainly, it was terrified of him. And why not? It only came up to his belt buckle and was about a tenth of his weight. Turl put the thong back around its neck. Being a mining company worker, accustomed to rigs and slings, Turl knew his knots. So this time he tied a double rigger knot. That would hold it. Cheerful once more, Turl went to the garage and got a water hose and began to wash down the Mark II. As he worked, he turned over various plans and approaches in his head. They all depended on that man thing out there.